Today on Gardening in a Minute, sedums. Sedums are a versatile group of succulents that can be planted throughout Florida. They typically have small leaves that are green, chartreuse, gray, red, or variegated. These low-growing plants work great at the front of landscape beds or spilling over the sides of containers. You can also plant them in drifts to create a textural ground cover. Sedums thrive in poor, sandy soils and need only occasional watering. In fact, too much water can lead to disease and cause the plants to rot. They typically crave full sun, but may prefer partial shade in South Florida. Florida Friendly Gold is a versatile ground cover that is both heat and cold tolerant in Florida landscapes. Coral reef and sea urchin are also dependable choices. For more information about sedums and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, transplanting trees. Trees give us shade and oxygen and offer us a green shelter, but sometimes it's necessary to move established trees to a new location. Your success in moving your trees can be improved by following a few important steps. Choosing the proper time of year is important. Oaks are best moved in the dormant season. Magnolias transplant best in summer. Do a little research to find the best time to move your tree. Root pruning will encourage the development of a compact, fibrous root system and may reduce transplant shock. Be sure not to plant your tree too deep. Planting a little high is preferable, as the tree will settle with time. Remember to irrigate, as water will be the key to getting your tree established in its new location. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, container garden care. Container gardens liven up porches and patios and add curb appeal to your home, but they do require some care. Remember to water your container gardens anytime the top half inch or inch of soil feels dry. Plants in containers can dry out more quickly than plants in the ground, so watch closely for signs of wilt. The plants in your container garden will also benefit from fertilizing, either with a controlled-release product at the beginning of the season or several applications of a soluble fertilizer throughout the season. As the plants grow, you may need to trim or thin them to keep the container looking its best, and don't forget to protect tender plants from cold weather. With a little upkeep, your container gardens can be the envy of the neighborhood. For more information about container garden care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, what is Florida-friendly landscaping? The Florida-friendly landscaping program protects Florida's natural resources by conserving water, reducing waste and pollution, creating wildlife habitat, and preventing erosion. From the fertilizers you apply to the water you use, your landscaping choices can have an impact on water and natural resources. What you do in your landscape matters. Any landscape can be Florida-friendly if it is designed and cared for according to the 9 Florida-friendly landscaping principles. These are right plant, right place, water efficiently, fertilize appropriately, mulch, attract wildlife, manage yard pests responsibly, recycle yard waste, reduce stormwater runoff, and protect the waterfront. Make your yard Florida-friendly by following these 9 principles. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, whiteflies. Whiteflies are a group of tiny flying insects that can be major pests of winter vegetables like cabbage, broccoli, and collards, as well as many ornamental plants. These light-colored insects use their piercing, sucking mouthparts to feed on the juices in a plant's leaves, causing the top sides of the leaves to become pale or spotted. They also excrete a sticky honeydew that can lead to sooty mold infestations. If left unaddressed, whitefly populations will continue to grow and cause the plants to decline. A good strategy is to treat whitefly infestations with a horticultural oil spray. Take care to spray the undersides of the leaves as well as the tops, and remember, it may take a few treatments to get the pest populations in check. For more information about whiteflies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFTFM.